every Wednesday right through Election Day. We're talking politics with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. No exception this morning. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Jay.
Bob, I want to get into county politics because really with the mayor's race basically all said and done, but turning the levers on Election Day, really those three countywide races are of note, the comptroller, clerk, and sheriff's office. Now, Erie County, as you have documented previously in the past, of course, has plenty more Democrats than Republicans. At the same time, right now it looks like the Republicans are favored. Why is that the case?
Well, it's because they have a track record of electing all kinds of countywide people, even in a county with 135,000 more Democrats. And one of the dynamics that's at work here this year, Jay, which I find really interesting, is that the suburbs are really going to be the battleground here. Look at the city. There's nothing going on in the city. The mayor's race is over with. The county legislature races, for the most part, that are city-based are over with. Even the city court judge races are over with, all decided in the primary. So what's going to bring out all of those thousands and thousands of Democrats in the city? Not much. But what's going to bring out other voters in the suburbs where there are lots more Republicans are the local races. In places like Amherst and Hamburg and Lancaster, there are some very competitive and fierce races for council and supervisor in many of those towns. So that's where the action is. And we have a story in the news today that talks about that this is where all of the get-out-the-vote efforts are really going to be concentrated. Although, you know, Democrats, given their due, they're going to try to get people out in the city, too, but that's a big job.
Right, but maybe just get into that a little bit. You know, I wouldn't mind talking about some of these town races for sure, but back to the county Democrats, what are they trying to do? What can they do to try to get the vote out here a little bit more?
Well, I don't know. I mean, people who feel the obligation as a citizen to go out and vote will do that. But I think we all know about what draws people out. First of all, this year is, if you look at four-year cycles, this is traditionally the year with Hetch as the lowest turnout.
Right.
Because, you know, especially after a presidential year. But there is just not much to entice people to the polls. So Democrats especially are really going to have to work at that and really have to make some extraordinary efforts to get any kind of a turnout among their real base in the city of Buffalo.
Back to what you were saying about some of these suburban races, for sure, supervisors up for grabs, council positions also. Maybe one that stands out to you.
Certainly Amherst. There is a tremendous amount of activity there with a very competitive supervisor's race with Marjorie Yeager, the Republican, and Brian Culpa, the Dem. And you even have the wife of the Republican chairman, Aaron Baker, as one of the candidates for council in Amherst. So you can bet there's some activity there. And so, you know, these are the things that, you know, local races bring people out. And the same thing with a supervisor race in Hamburg and the same thing with a council race in Lancaster. Those are three of the big towns in Erie County. And so that's where you're going to have people come out. Nick Langworthy, the Republican chairman, he contends that especially on local races, people tend to vote more conservatively. And so he's kind of optimistic about how his Republicans will do there. And conversely, what that does is bring out more people that the Republicans think are more apt to vote for their countywide candidates. So it's really interesting that once again, there is this real chance that Republicans could do well in the county races in very Democratic Erie County. And that's what makes Erie County so interesting, I think.
It most certainly is, and we do appreciate getting a chance to talk politics with you every Wednesday morning right through Election Day. Bob McCarthy, as always, thanks very much for your time.
You bet, Jay.